Hey, Lucinda.
How's it going?
Very well. How are you today?
Good. How was your weekend?
It's always good when it starts off with a party, right?
Right. We really kicked that off. I mean, even if we were in bed by 11 p.m.
Those are the best parties to me. I mean, when 30s are when you're like in bed before midnight. Yeah, we'll take it. Mm-hmm. We'll take it.
After Who's a long still week, in their 30s?
Okay, well, all right.
I'm 22.
All right, perfect. Yes. A great dance party comes with food, comes with great people, great friends.
Okay, yes. Tell us about it.
Okay, so we went to Gallery Groove. It was at the Museum for Art in Wood. Our first conversation, and it was a great time. They were in between two exhibitions, and so they cleared out the entire exhibition space and threw a giant party. And it was a great party.
Mm-hmm. The partitions were up against the walls. It was a huge space. I've never experienced it like that before. Yeah. And you could move freely in there, which people did.
We watched a woman, an artist probably in her own mind, just having a grand old time, dancing probably the entire time we were there.
Right.
Just vibing with the music.
Also, I was ever impressed with Katie's ensemble as well. She looks like, I wouldn't say a disco ball because she's
self-described.
Skinny. She looked great.
She looked amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. She really pulled that all
together. As did you. You were also wearing sequins.
We tried to stay shimmery. Your outfit was also lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Very sheer.
I was wearing a slip, excuse me.
Yes. But it was a great time to see the community out to support the arts and to support the museum itself and to be able to meet other artists that evening. We don't want to give away, you know, a big name that we might have been able to speak to.
We did meet a big name, at least in terms of Philadelphia names.
Yes.
And she will be on the podcast soon. And that's your hint. It's a she.
Yes. And then we also got to speak with a couple emerging artists. Mm-hmm. And so it was a really great time and a good sense of the community and the arts community. So, you know, that being said, you know, go and see the new exhibition when it opens.
That will
at the
be
museum.
On March 7th.
Perfect, perfect. So it'll move pretty quickly, and I believe it'll be like a moving wood piece. It's very mechanical, I believe Katie was saying. So that'll be moving into that space.
Yep, stay tuned. And now we're doing something a little different today. On to the conversation.
On to the conversation.
Okay, and we're back. Today, we'll be doing a mini-sode between myself and Robert. Rapid-fire questions only, so let's hit it. Robert, Philly art scene in one word.
Oh, the Philly art scene in one word. Spontaneous.
Unlike your uptake in answering that. Okay, if you could have any piece in your home.
If I could have any piece in my home, oh, wow. So I absolutely love Bruce Weber photography. As a young man growing up in retail. And
did you work at Abercrombie
and Fitch? Yes, I did. I was surrounded by his artwork and photography every single day, from the retail bags to the new posters that were going on the wall. And it was incredible. And they had these like forbidden books.
Oh my.
And like magazines that you could buy that were like super racy.
Didn't they have to come like in a plastic?
Yes.
Cellophane.
Yes, exactly. And you had to be like over 18 to buy at the time. And oh, yeah, yeah. It was a little life-changing for me at the time. Okay. So, but, you know, as I grew up, I still really appreciate his photography too. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be able to fill a, like, entire bathroom with his black and whites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Current artist people are sleeping on.
Oh, an artist that people are sleeping. So I do have an artist. I don't know if people are sleeping on her, but I absolutely love Lisa Roberts. Lisa Roberts is one of the Roberts siblings of Comcast family Roberts, and is an amazing artist. Has been her entire life, and is one of the trustees, or I don't want to say trustees, but like committee members at CoLab, which is a subgroup of a friends group at the PMA. And she does beautiful works herself as an artist.
And what medium does she work in?
Paper cutting.
Gotcha.
Yes. And she puts those prints or those pieces together and then frames them, and they're absolutely beautiful. How she can take a picture or an, yeah, basically she takes like a picture and then she recreates it with cuts of paper. It's really, really
amazing.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, next question. Favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage? I mean, I normally would love a Grey Goose Dirty Martini, blue cheese, hand-stuffed blue cheese, stuffed olives. Mm. Really ice cold, like little ice chips still floating on top. Mm-hmm. Extra shaken.
Last question. Are you a Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte, or Samantha?
I am probably a mix between Miranda and Charlotte.
I can see that.
Yeah. All right, Lucinda, some rapid fire questions for you.
Let's go.
If you can describe the Philly art scene in one word, what would it be?
Inspiring. Next.
Ooh, perfect. If you could have any piece of art in your home, what would it be?
It would have to be, and this is going to sound basic, but it would have to be a Matisse. I can't narrow down which one or which medium or which series because I love them all. I think they send me back to us. They give me some sense of nostalgia.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. A current artist that people are sleeping on.
I really enjoy the Tony LaSalle pieces. He has a storefront on Pine Street around 9th and 10th, but I think he's actually New Jersey based. I specifically like his abstracts, but he also has a sunflower series, and I think he has like a water series.
Ooh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Favorite beverage at the moment? Okay.
Either black coffee, or I like a gin martini. Ooh. As made by my husband.
Oh, okay.
It's gin, the tiniest bit of vermouth, and an onion. And I know some people call that a Gibson. It's the absolute opposite of a dirty martini. Do not sully my gin with olive juice.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And if you could be one of the four, are you a Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte, or Samantha?
Okay. This question has come up before in our friend group. I am a Charlotte with the Samantha rising. Oh. Before anyone thinks that it's like the more scandalous side of Samantha, it's the side of Samantha that always says yes to non-sexual experience.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
She would, you know,
very outgoing.
She's outgoing. She encouraged Carrie to walk in the fashion show. Yep. She's like, I'm single and I'm most definitely fabulous. Why aren't I in the magazine? And as we all find out, that did not end as well as we thought it would. So I applied that thinking to my graduate school experience, and I applied for every fellowship, every internship, every funding source if I thought that there was a chance in hell of getting it. As long as it was applicable to my studies, yep. I gave it a shot. No regrets.
That's beautiful.
All right, guys, and that's it for the meat of our mini-sode.
Thank you all for joining us. Oh, Lucinda, we are heading south this weekend. So we're going to St. Michael's, Maryland, and going to stay a little coastal. The St. Michael's has a beautiful art scene in their main drag, Main Street down there, and they have a bunch of different little galleries. It's very coastal, right? Very coastal theme, very like beachy, but also a lot of sailboats and boating, and also crabs and seashells and
okay, nautical.
Right, exactly. Very nautical theme pulled throughout. So it's going to be a little getaway weekend.
Fun.
Yes. How about yourself, Lucinda? What are you getting up to this
so
weekend?
So glad you asked.
Staying in the city.
I'm staying in the city after I tote the big kid around to his Saturday activities. I'm going to go to the opening of the Female Gaze at the Da Vinci Art Alliance. You might remember last week, Sam Connors, executive director of DVAA, mentioned this opening. A little bit about the exhibition. The Female Gaze is an exhibition dedicated to self-portraits by female artists from diverse backgrounds, cultures, and ages. I believe Sam mentioned a lot of times we get portraits of women from the male perspective, but this will kind of turn it on its head.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excited to go. Also up on the calendar on Friday, there's the jelly printing program at the People's Gallery Project. It is an immersive art program for adults hosted at the People's Gallery Project in collaboration with their good friends at Walls for Justice. It's free. It's going Friday from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. People's Gallery Project also has a workshop on Saturday. It goes from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. and it's a guided watercolor with tiger horse art. And there is a $5 suggested donation with that. I think we mentioned this last week. People's Gallery Project is located in Washington Square West between 10th and 11th on Pine. We are excited to share that www.phillyhasheart.com is live online, and we're also live on Instagram at phillyhasheart. I don't know how that handle or that domain was available.
Oh, we're happy to have it, though.
I'm never giving it up.
Yes.
With that, we'll be here again next week.
Yeah, we have an amazing guest for you next week. And so thank you all for joining us. And as always, Philly has heart.
And art.
Absolutely love Bruce Weber photography. As a child who...
excuse me?
As a young man, growing up in retail.
And did you work at Abercrombie
and Fitch? Yes, I did.